Simin Reish Lamed Vav through Reish Lamed Tes, Amir Tashem. The Mechaber says in Simin Reish Lamed Vav, Ba'erev Mavarech, Shtayim Lefnei Kriyashma, Shtayim Lacharel. That's the Mishnah, first Berak of Brachis. And the Mishnah Berurah says that as soon as you say Baruch Hu, Betim, it's already Shaykh to the Brachis. And Memelo, you shouldn't be Mafsik, it's already considered Beina Prakim after Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarech. When you're saying, the Chazan calls out Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavarech, he's telling the Olam to be Baruch Hashem. That's not specifically with Baruch Hashem HaMavarech LaLamvad, rather with regarding to the Brachas afterwards. Which is Lecher that Tzad to say Baruch Hu before Shemayin Esrei, a lot of the Olam asks, why would we say Baruch Hu before Shemayin Esrei? It's Mavur that it's not considered a Hefsek, because it's a Terech Tfilah. Why not just say it afterwards like we do? The answer is because Baruch Hu, you're calling out to the Olam that they should be Mavarech Hashem with other Brachas. Mainly with the brachas of Shemayin Esrei. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says that's already considered Beina Emtza Perek, Beina Prok, after Baruch Hu. And Mameila, one should not be Mafsik. He says, many people are Nichshol, and I think that the reason is simply because people are getting themselves ready, and all of a sudden the Chazan belts out Baruch Hashem and Baruch, and everybody's still in the middle. They're getting their hats, they're getting their jackets, they're in the middle of talking, so they just want to finish up. The question is, are they allowed to finish up? Two questions, really. First of all, let's say the person excused himself right beforehand, and as he came out, washed his hands, Baruch Hu. He answers Baruch Hu, and didn't get a chance to say Asher Yatzar. Can he say Asher Yatzar before the brachas or not? That's the first question. The second question is, if I know that I'm in the middle of something, so I won't say Baruch Hu, Befrat here in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll say Baruch Hu afterwards, do I have to answer to the Baruch Hu here and then get myself in a chanami? If any time that one a person hears Baruch Hu about him, it's not a problem. He has to answer Baruch Hashem Avarech Lelam Void, just like Kedusha. However, if he's not planning on davening there, then it's not a problem. However, if you are planning on davening, then the Baruch Hu is mitzaref to the brachos, then you're not supposed to be mafsik in between. So you know what I'll do? I just won't answer Baruch Hashem Avarech, and I'll rely on the Baruch Hu at the end of davening. Can I do that? So Klapi the first, Shiloh. Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah that you're not supposed to be mafsik. It's already considered kilu hischil abracha. It's like you're b'emtza aperek, and the halacha is the Mishnah Berurah says when you get to Kriyas Mashal Shachris b'emtza aperek, the halacha is you do not say Asher Yatzar. You wait till after the Tefillah to say Asher Yatzar. And the mail is the same thing we're applying over here. Since you can say Asher Yatzar later on, you should say that. It's all that also brought down from Asher Yish from Eliyashiv. Look here, that's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah already. I think that's where the minute came from. Many people have to unbutton a button on their shirt if they went Beina Prakim, they excuse themselves Beina Prakim, or at a time they can't say Asher Yatzar. That way somebody will for sure remind them afterwards to say Asher Yatzar. With regard to the second thing, the Lechura, since Baruch Hu is connected to the Brachas, the Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, and a person has a chief to say Baruch Hu, and they're not supposed to be Mafsik once they say Baruch Hu, so the Melech Hanami, you shouldn't rely on the Baruch Hu at the end. Baruch Hu at the beginning is the Chilek of the Tefillah, and since you're davening now, Memele, you shouldn't be Mafsik, and you should wait till later on to be Mafsik. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, "Ein l'safer ben gula l'darvus l'tfilo." V'af hanoegin loy miyudchas p'sukim yirinenu. Ein l'afs miyirinenu l'tfilo. Even though we are mafsik in things like the Rishonim speak out, the Rush speaks out. Even though the Ma'isa sounds from the Rush that we're not mamish being mafsik gula l'tfilo because we say yirinenu. Nevertheless, be mafsik v'ifu meken as much as you could be mafsik the gula to the tfilo. You should and don't be mafsik in anything else aside from that which Chazal were misakin. Where the Rishonim Ga'onim were mistaken. Nevertheless, the Mechaber continues, "Amiyu Mashem Rachas Shas Rish Chodesh Ben Kadosh Tefilas Arvis Lo Yehave Hefsek Kivin Shu Tzerich Hatfilo Mechinoch Alam Baruch Hu Lo Yitzim Yishu Leishama Lo Yehave Hefsek." That we just said beforehand. It's not a problem to say Rish Chodesh or Yalav Yover like the minig is. That's not considered a Hefsek, and you're allowed to say it in between. We saw that there is a Kenim on the side. He's Mitzayin, Marshal, others already. Maril, I think, is Mashem like that. That the minig is not to, you shouldn't say Resh Chodesh, you shouldn't be mafsik in anything that you don't have to be mafsik. What should you do? The Chazan, or the Shatz, the Gabbai, whoever it is that's in charge of telling people what to do, he should daven a little bit quicker. And when he gets to Yalvi Yovai, he should say Yalvi Yovai aloud. That way everybody remember. I once actually saw somebody that was being ma'ur, that L'chur, it's not covered a Tvila to do such a thing. L'chur, it's already mevur. In the G'dayle HaPreiskim, that it's not a problem to do that, to remind the Olam. The Lamaisa, here in Eretz Yisrael, I think in America, many people, many shuls are nerg to do that, to clap and say reshchet, say yalav yavay, and not to, like the Mechaber says, not like the Teres Zakenim. There are always those people that like to get up to yalav yavay first and belt it out, that we have even when they do clap. Nevertheless, the meaning in many places is, yes, to give a clap or to say yalav yavay between, at least by Mariv, in between Kaddish and Shemir Nesrei. In Eretz Yisrael, in many places, I would say most places, the meaning is not to do that. They just give a clap, and they don't call out Yalav Yovei. And so already the Kaf HaChaim mentions this. He says the meaning in Yerushalayim is not to be machriz. He says it's ain't machrizin. That was already for years, the meaning is not to be machriz. And they just give a clap that you should remember. Then you have to go figure it out. Some people spend the first 2 minutes of Shemir Nesrei trying to figure out why they're clapping. But especially when it comes to the same talamata of bracha, and they didn't the same bracha of the same talamata, they didn't realize that it's already zayin cheshvan, and they're trying to figure out the chur of rishchid. This was just a week ago. I don't understand. But be'etzem, so everyone has its milus. That is l'mayis of the minik. Could be also that minik in Yerushalayim is like the going not to be maftik in anything. You don't have to be maftik, but mainly you don't say baruch Hashem li'olam, and you don't say v'shamru on Shabbos. You don't say v'yidaber on Yontif. I saw the Aruch Hashulchan says not exactly clear who is mesakin these psukim. But the minig here in Eretz Yisrael, at least by the Ashkenazim, by the Litvisha, is not to say these psukim. By the Chassidim, they do say, Bishamru, they do say. Since that is the minig, I'll be the goyin, not to be mafsik in anything you don't have to be mafsik in. Memela, we also not mafsik in Yalav Yovi, even though it's also considered a tzarech for the tefillah. What's with Kaddish? The Shaila is, why do we say Kaddish? The Chorif, Kaddish has nothing to do with. If Kaddish, Befrat, whatever Pshat you're going to learn, Kaddish is really going to be Shver. That's the truth. But according to Tesis, certainly Kaddish is Shver. They added on the Yudchas Brachis that people should have more time. But what is Kaddish doing there? According to Rabbeinu Yaina, also, Lechura, they said Kaddish was after they had the Yudchas Askaris. That was Kilu Shmei Nesrei. They had Kaddish, Kilu Ezer were finished. But nowadays, we don't do the Yudchas Askaris, at least here in Eretz Yisrael. So then the Kaddish should also fall by the wayside. For some reason, Kaddish remains. The Prisha speaks out that even in the times you don't say Baruch Hashem Le'Olam, since you generally say Kaddish, you'll say it on Friday night also. But that's only if you're generally saying it. If you're never saying it, there should be no reason to say Kaddish. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out, he says that Kaddish is mamish gula. Viskadalti, viskadashti le'inei amim. He says, befrat lefi the svardim that say, v'yasmach barkonei v'karim v'shichei. That's the ikur gula. V'yasmach barkonei v'karim v'shichei is ikur gula. And merely even those that are not naik to say the psukim, they're naik to say Kaddish. L'chore, even if you don't say v'yasmach barkonei. L'chore, the whole Kaddish is really viskadalti, viskadashti le'inei amim. It's yiskadal v'yiskadish. That's the shayla. You say yiskadel, you say yiskadal, because one is Aramaic, one is gevoit on a pasuk. But we say it in Aramaic, which is Lashon HaKodesh, we say it in Aramaic. One of them is supposed to be Yizkadal, one is supposed to be Yizkadel. But it's paraphrasing that pasuk, which is referring to the Geula Shlema of Yizkadalti Vizkadashti Le'ini Amim. And there's another Nikud that I thought Lechero, it's actually brought down in the... They bring it down in some of the Gemara as the Maitha Frashi from the Machzor Vitri, but it's actually the Torah quotes it in Simen Nun Vav, Benigea to Kaddish. He says that we say Le'elo Mikol Birchasa Vishirasa Tush Bachasa Venechamasa. Kaddish Baruch Hu is greater, Mikol Birchasa, greater than any bracha, than any shiro, than any sishbachis, Venechamasa. How did Nechama get into Kaddish? Says the Machzor Vitri, we saw the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that when Klal Yisrael comes into Shul and they say Yehi Shmei Hagadol Mevarach, so Kaddish Baruch Hu is Menani Bereishin, he says Oyle Lebanim Shegolu Mi'al Shulchan Avim. That it's he's misoinen on the galus. Memela Kaddish Baruch Hu kilu needs a nechama after the Yehi Shmei Rabba. That's the ending of the Chorban and the Gula. It's really all when you get to the Shaykh to the Gula Asida, which we should be zeicher bekarav mamish. Memela, that's the ikur Gula. That's not considered a hefsek in between. Hashkivenu and, or Gal Yisrael, Hashkivenu and Shmei Nesrei. Now, in the bracha of Baruch Hashem La'olam, Amen V'Amen, so the Rambam says that Yishno Yigin to stand, the Tas is better to sit. There's Bechlal HaShayla, which psukim you're supposed to say? You're supposed to say Yudchas Askaris, Memela, the Magen Avraham says, there's two psukim. One pasuk is Hashienu Hashem Elikei Yishenu, and one is Hashienu Elikei Yishenu. So he says, you should say Hashem Elikei Yishenu, because if you say Hashem Yudke Vavke, then you have 19 Askaris, instead of 18 Askaris. Now, the Machzor Shekel says it's not a problem because we have Kenegel Amalshinim. So it's not fair to say 19 Azkaras. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. He quotes the Magen Avraham. I'm not sure why. What was wrong with the Machzor Shekel's pshat? However, the Maaseh, I think most of the Durim say Elikei, Hashem Elikei Yishinu. They say both. Some of them put in parentheses, they put in both the second pasuk. But most of them say Taka not like the Machzor Shekel, not like the Magen Avraham. And there's what's a falazachon with either one. That's if you're saying it. Whether you should stand or sit, so even if you're going to stand, so the Mishnah Berurah says, don't stand facing the front. Says the Bachacher, even if you stand facing the front, it's not a problem if your feet are spread apart. What happens is a lot of times is if you're used to davening in Eretz Yisrael, you come back to America, so as soon as they say Shema Eretz Yisrael, you jump up. You jump up, you're ready for Shema Eretz. And everybody else is still sitting down. So you sit down again or you're standing up? So the question is, if you're still standing up, then maybe it's not so posh, what you should do? So separate your feet. If you feel bad sitting down, separate your feet, and then you're okay. You're also not going to turn around to face the back, so you don't have to stick up that much. You already stood up. You also don't have to turn around. The if a person is in America or Chutz Laaretz, wherever he is, and they're saying Baruch Hashem La'olam, and he didn't have enough time, so he skipped it. So the halacha is that Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're going to say it afterwards, don't be chayisim with a bracha. Ken Zayin was only niskan to say lichatchila, wasn't niskan to say afterwards, and therefore don't be chayisim with a bracha. Say the psukim without the bracha. Now he doesn't talk about a case where you skipped all the brachas. The case of Siv Gimel where you came late, and they're holding by Shemayna Esrei, and you skipped everything together. Maybe that's considered niskan b'mekoymei because you're saying it after. Is the mekoymei after Shemayna Amo Yisrael La'ad, or is the mekoymei before Shemayna Esrei? So if the Mekayim is before Shemayin Esrei, Taka Nava Mekayim. If the Mekayim is after Shemayin Amayi Salat, so Taka is Mekayim. That he doesn't say. Not only that, the Shlema Zalman is Mitzadeh in Elicha Shlema, that all the questions, quotes are from Perek Yud Gimel, in Elicha Shlema, I think. He says, he's Mitzadeh, that even in Eretz Yisrael, if you come late and you start Shemayin Esrei together with the Tzibur, he says, and you skip over the Brachos, he says you should say, Kenzan, you should say Baruch Hashem L'Olam. Why? Because we saw that's kiyu smichas gula tefila. Al vetzad that the yud ches askaris is like yud ches brachis. Memela tkiyu the yudam nishmei neaser. We saw already the magen avram. Memela you should stand up then. Possibly you should be masmechit. So memela in Eretz Yisrael you should say kim dumani that is not the minig lemaisa. He blibes tarachin there. Whether you should do that kim dumani that is not the minig lemaisa to do that.
What's it going
to
be?
What's it? It'll be me'ein as smichas gula tefila. Lamaisa is not going to be the Tazus Choshesh that it's kilo makiv shnei tmidim. It's hard to say. Lamaisa we don't use it as Shmoyin Esrei, but as the Indian, the mile of smichas gula tefila, the azkar me'ein smichas gula tefila, lechur that would have some sort of mile. Sif Gimel, mat the tibur shakar kuyeshma v'reitzin lamed b'tefila yispal leimayim v'achar kechik kuyeshma imber choisehol. If you find that there are people, the tzibur is ready to damage Shemayin Esrei when you come into shul, then the halacha is damage Shemayin Esrei with them and then bimash them afterwards the brachis together with Shema. B'shlema Zalman emzon that if you're in Eretz Yisrael or you daven Eretz Sfard or and there's a baruch hu at the end, then you should be masmich the brachis and the kriyas shema to the baruch hu at the end. That means when they say baruch hu at the end, the same way that you say brachos kriyas shema and the Shema right away at the beginning after baruch hu. If you daven afterwards, wait till after they say Baruch Hu, the last Baruch Hu, and then say the brachas together with Kriyashma. Not only that, he says a chiddush. He says, it depends what nusach you're davening, but sometimes they say Baruch Hu before Aleinu. Is Baruch Hu after Aleinu or before Aleinu? So if it's after Aleinu, no. But if it's before Aleinu, the halacha is, if you come into a shul and they're saying Aleinu, you have to say Aleinu with the tzibur. There's certain things you have to say with the tzibur when they're saying it. Come in, they're saying Shema, you have to say Shema with the tzibur. Come in and say Aleinu, you have to say Aleinu with the tzibur. Memela, he says, even if you're going to miss the Aleinu, if you should, it's kedai to be masmich the brachos. Those that say you don't have to, but lechura, it's kedai. There's a maila to be masmich the brachos. But first, if you understand that the baruch Hashem Avarach is going on other brachos aside, baruch Hashem Avarach leilam vod, even though the last one lechura is not, because we're not saying any of the brachos. But lemaisa, there would be a maila to be masmich, and once you're saying a different bracha, then you're not mechuyev to say Aleinu, even though the tzibur is saying it. Now, if you start Shemayin Esrei, so you're starting Shemayin Esrei with the Tzibur, you're not saying the brachos beforehand. Should you say, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro? Because the Maaseh, you're not being, the only time on by Mincha, by Musaf, where we're not being Masel Gula Tvila, we start with Shemayin Esrei, so we say Ki Yishem Hashem Ekro. So if you're going to start Mariv with Shemayin Esrei, should you say Ki Yishem Hashem Ekro? So somebody told me that he met Rav Bluth, Talmud from Moshe, and he asked him this, and he said, yeah, L'chairah. I saw that brought down from a number of people that you could, you should, Rav Yashar says you could, that you should, Chaim I think said you could, I don't know why you're mechuyev to, you could, Ki Yishem Hashem Ekro. Now, what happens is, sometimes, is even when a person davens a regular tefillah Shemayin Esrei, he's used to saying Ki Yishem Hashem Ekro, so he starts Ki Yishem Hashem, or Ki Yishem Hashem Ekro. What should he do? Should he be mashlim the pasuk? Should he stop in the middle of the pasuk? Or lemaisa, once you're ready mashlim, you don't have a smich gula tefillah, just finish the pasuk? Or do you say, no, Ki Yishem Hashem, Yachzav Yechashem, stop while you're ahead. Don't continue. But Frat, you could really ask the question when he said Ki Yishem Hashem, and he stopped after the Hashem. Should you continue Ekra Havu Gedol Elokeinu or Sfasai Tiftach? The Hashem could be the beginning of the Sfasai Tiftach, and you don't have to continue. Then you don't have to continue the first pasuk. The Ishei Yisrael I think brings down from Chaim that Mustafer that you should. He brings down a lot of Marmakemis when he gets to the Shaila, a bunch of Marmakemis. Maybe be Mahara then to the pasuk, but he brought down from Chaim Perikov Gimel Ha'or Nun Tef. He brings down from Chaim that shlito, that you should be able, that mustafa that you should finish by Marv, the whole apachis. By Marv, when we're not so makbin anyhow, what does that mean? That we're not being semich gula tvila l'chur al pi ikar din anyhow, because we have other things, baruch Hashem le'olam, even in Eretz Yisrael, we're not naik to do say that. But there's the kula that we have, memela, mustafa to finish the pasuk of kishem Hashem Ekrom.
You didn't say Hashem Hashem?
You said kishem?
Yeah.
Chur, once you're in the middle of the pasuk, wasn't mefurish. Now, what happens if you come to a shtivlach and they're holding by Shemayin Esrei? But you know that if you wait another 5 minutes, you get another minion. Or you mechuyev to wait for the next minion. So, if you don't have time to wait, so then don't wait. You can't wait. Just go. You don't have time. We're not talking about that. You could wait. We'd rather just jump in now. Do you have to wait or not? So, rather, the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and the Mishnah Berurah says, in a case where you have the echerlis to be masmach gula tefillah, it's not that there's no din of smichas gula tefillah. The halacha is if you have a choice of tefillah b'tzibur, smichas gula tefillah, tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence by marv as opposed to by shacharis, where smichas gula tefillah takes precedence. But certainly, ezu ben olam haba, the smichas gula tefillah shel arvis, there is a mitzvah lechatchilah with grace of schar that happens from it, but Meil Lechatchila certainly one is supposed to do that. And why only get one Meilah Tefillah B'Tzibur when you get both Meilahs? How long do you have to wait? We're talking about you could wait. We're not talking about that you have to go. If you have to go, go. If you can't, if you have the Yechelis to wait, so then how long do you have to wait? Lechur no longer than you'd have to wait to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Can't be more chummer than davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. Well, you're allowed to daven at home. You're trying to get the Meilah Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tzmilas Gula Tefillah. And Tzvila B'Tzibur is more chomer than Tzvila B'Tzibur Tzvila B'Layla. B'Mela wouldn't be more than a mil. The halacha is if a person is in their house, then they don't have to travel more than a person traveling on the road could be have to go arba mil in that direction. Going backwards, or if a person is stationary in his house, he doesn't have to go travel more than a mil, which is more than 18 minutes. B'Mela, if you have to wait more than 18 minutes, then you wouldn't have to wait. Less than 18 minutes, L'chur, there's a mila to wait, like the Mishnah Berurah says, to be able to get the both milas. That is, if you could. And Chaval, you have another 18 minutes to learn. Once you're there, you're stuck. You might as well be. Chapa Rhein. And if it's the last minion, then you don't take a chance. No, then you don't take a chance. If it might be the last minion, you don't take a chance, and you daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. If it's in Zichron Meisha, you don't have to worry about that. Depends what time it is. Now, Yesh L'Tzayin, that there are people that are noig. I think Hasidim, many are noig. Never to skip. You daven straight. Daven straight, not like the Shulchan Aruch, and the Kaf HaChaim says that Alpiyam Mikubalim, that's the Richtige Oifen. Kaf HaChaim narrows Simon, it's a Kotzin Yud Zayin. He says, Simkon Chav Beis, he says that Alpiyam Minigam Mikubalim, a person shouldn't skip and they should go straight. However, Lamaisa, the way that the Mechaber Paskins is not the way one should skip according to the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what happens if he has a little bit of time before Shemayin Esrei? Or he started Shemayin Esrei, so we saw. If you have time, then the first thing that you should skip is Baruch Hashem Le'olam. That's not a problem to skip it. What happens if a person has a little bit less time than that? Or he starts davening Shemoneh Esrei, he starts davening Birchas Kriyas Shema, and right as he gets up to Hashkivenu, he realizes that the Elam is starting Shemoneh Esrei. Should you skip Hashkivenu to be able to get to Shemoneh Esrei? So, Hashkivenu is really even a halbatar. It's the most like the one. Because we know that Hashkivenu is Me'ikra Adin, is not Shaykh to Geula. The Chazal say it's Geula Richta, even the Tekinu Chazal, it's Geula Richta Dami. Not only that, if a person davens after Leisa Shachar, he skips Hashkivenu. There are certain times that he skips Hashkivenu. The shail would be by Hashkivenu and by any other bracha. Let's say he's right after Shema. What should he do in such a case? So the truth is that we saw in Reish Lamed Hei something interesting. A person that davens generally after Tezek Echavim, and he's in shul learning, and they start davening Mariv, and he wasn't planning on davening early. He was planning on davening after Tezek Echavim. But automatically, they start saying Baruch Hu, he says Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, sits down, Baruch Hu, Hashem. What am I doing? I'm in the middle of learning Gittin. What's going on over here? Says Mishnah Berura, don't stop. Once you started the brachas, continue all the brachas till Shem Yom Yisrael and Damash Moina Esrei B'tzibur Balayla. The Shaila is, the Ilum asked, why do I have to say all the brachas? Stopped after Amarev Aravim and say the rest of the brachas later on. It shouldn't be a bracha levatala, says Mishnah Berura. So why do I have to say all the brachas? Say the first bracha, won't be a bracha levatala. It's mevur that all the brachas are shaykh, meshech shaykhi, to each other. Not only that they're meshech shaykhi, that chazal, mesakin, shtayim lefaneh, shtayim lecharen, they all go together, but they're all considered a brachas mukh lechavrta. The reason why you don't say barach by the second, third, and fourth bracha are all because there's samach lechavrta of the bracha before, of the first bracha, ma'arav. And it's mevur in simon samach hey, v'negeyata being mafsik, v'negeyata birchas kriyash mashal shachrit, that you're not supposed to be mafsik in between, and if a person stops for enough time that he can be mashed all the brachas, then Kenzani has to go back and say all the brachas again, depending on why he stopped. They're all considered chativa achas, they're all considered one chaticha of brachas kriyas shema. Memela, you're not supposed to stop in the middle. Memela, the pashta says one should not be medalig over the brachas to get to tefila b'tzibur. Not only that, it's Rav Shlomo Zalman in Alecha Shlomi, he says that even Hashkivenu you shouldn't skip. Even though Hashkivenu is even more light, because sometimes you do skip it. He says, Loi nohogu kein, and Memela, one shouldn't skip it. Once it's already niskan kinira, it all becomes a chelik, and it's still considered tefila b'tzibur if you start a little bit afterwards. The lechatchila is to start beforehand. We'll get to the exact halachas, Bezer Hashem, of when you're allowed to start late, when you're not allowed to start late. If you're going to miss answering Kaddish, then maybe you can't start afterwards. Vechula, we'll see that later. But it's not that you don't have the maila tefila b'tzibur if you start afterwards. The ikar maila to start mamish together. The chorif, the first bracha, is also considered a maila, the same maila. We'll see that when we get to it, Bezer Hashem. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you come to a shul and they're davening, you have to daven mincha. And Kinnir, they're davening early, and they're davening Maariv ready. So Mishnah Berurah tells you that don't daven mincha at the time that they're davening Maariv, because that's not considered tefila b'tzibur. Not only that, maybe it's not even considered tefila b'zman shatzibur v'spanlanim. Because for you it's day, for them it's night. Memelo, what should you do? You should rather finish up mincha right now while they're saying the brachis, and then say Maariv with the minyan. Unless there's still some sort of maila there that you're davening at the same time that the tzibur is saying brachas kriyas shema. Unless you're going to have a minyan for Maariv later on, then in a chanami daven mincha together with Maariv, that's also some etva, some maila, and Maariv you'll have the tzibur. It sounds that there's really three dargas of the maila of tefila b'tzibur. There's tefila b'tzibur, you're davening marv, they're davening marv, all together. Tefila b'tzibur. Then there's another maila of b'shosha tzibur mispanlim, which is that you're not davening in the same shul, you're at home. But you know that the tzibur is davening now, at 9 o'clock. So you're davening at home at 9 o'clock, b'shosha tzibur mispanlim. That's the Gemara, as we'll see, Mirt Hashem this week. That's the maila of b'shosha tzibur mispanlim. Now, what is the maila of davening mincha at the time that the oilam davens maariv? That's not exactly clear. The maila is not the same tvila. It sounds like it's not even b'shosh ha-tibur mispalin. It's not the maila b'shosh ha-tibur mispalin. It's a little bit less than that. There's a sharatin about it. It's tav kuf tzadi aleph, sefkotin yud gimel. But you get to shachras and musaf. So shachras and musaf, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Tzadi test, it's not considered tvila b'tzibur, but it's called tvila tzibur. Now, what does that mean, Tvilas Tzibur? It's not exactly clear what does Tvilas Tzibur mean. In Tavkot Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot Yud Gimel, it says Lehedya that it doesn't have the Maila of B'shosha Tzibur Mispalim. It quotes the Magen Avraham. It's a lesser of a milo. There's a mishash atim is pollen, and there's something which is a little bit less than that, and that is the milo, like the Taz says, gam baze yesh te eles, that there's a milo, the tibra davening, so the Israel sin, mainly you should also daven at that time, but it's not mamish mishash atim is pollen. So mamela, if you could daven a shmeina esrei at that time, that's considered, if you could daven a marav at the time that the Olam is davening marav, that's really the best. Now, these were all, so far we haven't really come across a case where two people are davening the same tefillah, just the same tefillah of Maariv, just different Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, we found that there's Mincha when the Olam is davening Maariv, and we find Musaf when the Olam is davening Shachris, which is the same time, it's not a steer in times, but it's a different Shmoneh Esrei. How about if it's Ben Chutzlar, it's an Eretz Yisrael, and he keeps 2 days, and he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, davening a Maariv Shmoneh Esrei at the time that the Olam is davening Maariv. Is that considered tefillah b'tzibur or not? So there, I think the machlokes apreiskim is so brought down. I don't want to quote for sure, but probably could guess. But exactly who it was, I don't want to say for sure. I think the Dirshu brings it down. Machlokes tim shlamazan will be yashiv, whether or not that's considered tefillah b'tzibur, because there, be'etzim, everybody's davening the tefillah Maariv at the time that you're davening the tefillah Maariv. Everybody's davening Maariv together. Mamela could be that it has a Maila, even though the Shmoina Esrei is Be'etzim a different Shmoina Esrei, but everybody's davening Maariv together, it still has the Maila. Certainly, if your minion is dependent here in Eretz Yisrael, I know where I live, there's not very many chutznikim, and it could be that you have to walk 15-20 minutes just to get a minion. So, lav dafka yom chuyiv b'chalal to do that even. So, to get the lav dafka yom chuyiv to step to the other side of town, if you have a minion here, refrat, that there's place in that hole, say Safik Derabana Lakula, the Indian of Tula B'tzibur, you would have what the Falazachon to daven together with the Tzibur, even though the Tzibur is davening a different tefillah. Zachar would be the same thing. As long as it's the same tefillah. Now the Etzem Din that the Mishnah Berurah brings down of davening Mincha when the Olam is davening Maariv, it's Mavur over here that they're davening Zachar to Tarte the Sassari. They're davening Mincha early. He's ready to daven Mincha and the Olam is davening Maariv. So the Mishnah Berurah is trying to figure out how you're going to daven Mincha and Maariv together, quickly say Mincha right now and then say Maariv right afterwards. Within 5 minutes, you say Mincha Maariv. So unless we're going to make it Ukimta that it's Mamish talking about exactly by Plaga Mincha, or exactly by Shkia, which we don't know why he's davening Mincha after Shkia, according to Mishnah Berurah, Lechatchila is supposed to finish Mincha before Shkia. It's not exactly clear what we're talking about. The Pashas is Mashmois is Mashma, that there's a Tarti Desastri going on over here. And we know that Mishnah Berurah holds in Reish Lamed Hei, and in Reish Lamed Gimel, that Yochid is not supposed to do a Tarti Desastri, but Yoyim Echad. If you daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha, he himself should not do Maariv afterwards. Not only that, Mishnah Berurah himself quotes it in the very next Sifkatan and Sifkatan Yud Beis. It's also brought down in the Sharati in there. Hainum dark lispal mincha achar plaga mincha shuv ein loy lispal arvis kredo malaylo. Imamish says it right here. It's not exactly clear. I saw a few people be ma'ir this also. Roiv of the Chabur was ma'ir this nakuda. I don't have what to say. I don't have a pshat in what pshat over here. Lachor according to Mishnah Berurah, he should not be davening tulas arvis by himself. He should be davening Arvis with the minion. He should be davening Arvis with the Bechidus afterwards, after Tez Gechavim. There's all types of Ukimtas that you can make, possibly. But Lachara, Apib Shutai, Mashmois is, it could be that he's in a place where this is the only minion. He's talking about that there's no other Tzibur. So there's no other Tzibur, so then maybe if that's what the Tzibur is doing, even though you're a Yachid, if you're always going to miss through the Tzibur, it's not just a one time thing, then Chazal, maybe they were also Mekel. You could do a Tarti Desastri. Not exactly clear in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chura, the Iker, the Dino should be that one should daven be Yechidus later on. I'm sorry? Tzibur's allowed to do a Tarti Desastri because they're not going to go ahead and daven again. Maybe that's the story with this guy. He's also, once he goes home, he's not davening again. If that's the case, then a Chanani. Sif Dalid, Acher Shemir Amo Yisrael Ad. Oimer Omi, Acher Birchas Atzmai. V'nei Anu Amin Acher Birchas Amelech Bechoydoi. V'ayin Le'el says the Ramos Simin Reish Tezvov. The Ramos Nachrelik, but he sends it to Reish Tezvov that the meaning of the Ashkenaz is not to do that. The only bracha that we say Amen after is Uvenei Yerushalayim Rakodesh. However, every other bracha you do not say, even if it's the end of an inin, you don't say Amen. However, there is a Nafkamina La'alacho even for Ashkenazim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier in Simin Nun Aleph. He says, by any bracha, generally, if you finish a bracha together with the shatz, you do not say amen, because you said the same bracha at the same time. However, if it's one of the brachas that is a bracha that there are those that hold you're supposed to say amen after birchas atzmai, then even if you finish together with the shatz, you say the amen after birchas atzmai. So if you say shemir ama yisrael la'ad together with the chazan, even though if you would have said gal yisrael together with the chazan, you don't say amen. Shemir ama yisrael la'ad, you do say amen, even though you finish together with the chazan. Simin reish lamed zayin. Ein shliach tzibur choyzer atzvila b'tzvilas arvis ve'inechlan opneim lachar arvis. We do not say chazaras hashat by tzvilas arvis. And the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is because she ain't tefillas arvis chayvel, rak mitzvah. It's not a chayvel. Tefillas arvis maker adin is rishus, even though hashta kavu chayvel. But they never. It's not loy olim chiyuve to be matzrich people to do chazar sashat. It's also the svar that the Rashba says. Even the people that were makabel on themselves, they think is davening. So they're bekiim. May it's not shach to be made to them. That was the. But. It all starts bepashtas from the fact that Tfilas Arvis is Rishos not Choyvo. That's the first nafka minu which comes out from the fact that Tfilas Arvis is Rishos. You don't say Chazaras Hashat. There's another few nafka minus the dinu. First of all, like we just said before, that there's a maila of Tfila B'tzibur more than Smichas Gula Tfila. Even though by Shachris, the halacha is if you show up to Ezra Taviseinu, like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Sharatim says, you should not be. You should not skip to daven Tfilas B'tzibur. You should daven Miyachidus, so you should be able to be Matzeh Gula Tfilah. When it comes to Arvis, it's Faker. Tfilas B'tzibur is more chashuv than Smichas Gula Tfilah, because we have Rav Amram that says, and the other Shittas of Rishonim, that it's only Rishus, and not Chayev, Lav Dafki Yerchayev to Matzeh Gula Tfilah. Those that say, because there are other reasons maybe why, but that's also one of the reasons why, because it's not a Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, and therefore you're not Machoyev to Matzeh Gula Tfilah Mikradin, therefore Tfilas B'tzibur takes precedence. There's another nafkamina that the Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Kuvav that Noshim like Kiblu Alayu Choyvo. Since it started as Rishos, it's only those that were Makabal Alayu Choyvo. The Noshim like Kiblu Alayu Choyvo. The male women are not Chayiv to Davim Arif. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, a woman that does Davim Arif, there are some women that Davim Arif. It happens to be Friday night. Many women Davim Arif. There are women that Davim Arif, even not Friday night. If she Davins Marif Friday night, not Friday night, any night, she Davins Marif. And one night she forgets, she lies down on the couch, and next thing she knows, it's the morning. Should she be mashlim the tefillah with the tefillah tashlumin by shachris or not? Says Rosh Lama Zalman, since l'maiso, it's tefillah rishus, it's not, they were never kiblu la chayvo, v'meila there's no chiyuv tashlumin. Tashlumin is for a chayvo, but if it's not a chayvo, then there's no chiyuv tashlumin. He says, if she wants to, she's allowed to. However, she's not mechuyiv to. I saw Rosh Lama Rabbi Yashir says that a woman that forgets geshem, or something like that, palaylo, even though generally, if it be shachris or mincha, she'd have to go back. Since she's not b'chuyiv b'davar at night, she does not have to go back. Even if she's noyik to be machmor herself, if she forgets it, she's not noyik to go back. B'shkredesh, anyhow, we're not noyik to go back. But even by geshem or something like that, they were not noyik, you don't have to go back.
When she's noyik to be machmor, isn't that considered she's b'kabal
l'chayvah? No, because the woman b'chlalusa, we're not b'kabal l'chayvah. We only said it by men, but not by women. That's maybe how it started by the men. But by women, we don't say kibbul olay l'chayvah. What? Maybe it's together nether, but not together. It's not going to be a chayv tashlumin from that. It's only for tefillas chayvim. No. What do you mean? If she made a mistake? If she made a mistake, l'chur it's not. L'chur it's not. She's not mechuyev to because it's only tefillas rishus. Together rishus l'chur.
She
have
been Yisra Achila?
No.
What if she chaps in the middle?
If?
What if she chaps in the middle?
Top in the middle that she makes a mistake. Once you're in the middle, she might have to go back, because once you're in the, you should always rectify it. Even things that you don't have to go back for, generally we go back, a lot of times we go back in the middle, depending on where we're holding. Agav, Bederach Agav, is there something that was bothering me? So I'm going to speak it out. It bothered me that Yaakov Avinu was the third person to be Mesakin a Tvila, and he's Mesakin the first Tvila of the day. We know that night comes before day, the Erev HaYevaker. So Yaakov was the third person to be Mesakan the Tvila, and he's Mesakan the first Tvila of the day. So the truth is that according to Taisus says in the Chavav and Beis that it's good to daven that he was Mesakan it at the end of the day. Taka, it wasn't the night, it was during the day. First, V'yif Gaba Mokim, V'yolin Shom Kibo HaShemesh. First it was V'yif Gaba Mokim, and only afterwards V'yolin Shom Kibo HaShemesh. So it was still during the day. Makes sense. I saw something interesting with Rosh Lama Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said that why wasn't Avraham Avinu Masakin Maariv? L'chura, the first tefillah of the day should be Arvis. He says because a person starts off as Avodas Hashem, Ha'adam Maskil Avodas Hashem Im Kumoy, V'lo Im Shchivasan. Person starts as Avodas Hashem in the morning when he gets up. Well, that's the beginning of the day. Memela Avraham Avinu, he says, was Masakin Shacharis, and no, it was not Masakin Maariv. Comes out glad it's good. At the end of the day, that Yaakov Avinu, he talked, wasn't Masakin the first tefillah of the day. It was the third tefillah of the day. Taka was during the day. And in Chanami, according to what Yitesa says, and Memela, it's Hakal Mekem Yavi Bisholim. It's only been light open to get the tefillah, not going to get the Mishnah Berurah says something interesting. He says, Shira Malais. There's a minig in some places that say Shir Malas Yinei Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kari De Marav Mishum Darmin Roga Likris Kari the Tzarech Likreitz Shema Mitoich Divrei Torah. We saw in Rashi, we saw in Tesis Tzarech Lamed B'Tvila Mitoich Divrei Torah Tzarech Likreitz Shema Mitoich Divrei Torah. Where do we see that? But maybe that's what Mashmai is Lashon Gemara, like the Mishnah Berurah is being Medayik. He's in Roga Likris Kari Roga Lishna Shaina V'Kari Kriya Shema Mespal. The Lashon Yerushalmi of Tzarech Lamed B'Tvila Mitoich was only going to get to Tvila and not going to get to Kriya Shema. Yesh La'ayin where that comes from. Agav, in the Shulti Geberim, that brings us down, because he's quoting, Mashmoy says that that's why some people say Burachum. We saw a number of reasons why you say Burachum in the Torah. It sounds like from him also that that's also to say Burachum is to say some psukim. It could be that we reason why we chose those psukim for the reason why the Torah says. But also, what's in of Lamei B'Kriyashma, Mitoich Devitur. Simen Reish Lamed Ches. Tzarek Lizar B'Limad Alayla Yis Mishalyem V'atli Oin Shem Arubo. That Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Torah brought down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down all the great sinyanim of learning at night. Now, what does it mean to learn at night? Does learning at night mean before you go to sleep? Or does learning at night mean after you wake up and it's still nighttime? Some people don't have the shayla. As we saw, David HaMelech, the Gemara says, by David HaMelech would be misnamnim at the beginning and then he would get up by chatzayis. Me'olam le'ovar lai chatzayis b'shino. It was clear that David HaMelech would get up in the morning to get up early to learn. We saw in the Bach, it says, Mishichvi ad kumi kumi, from Shichvi, from Shvuis, ad kumi, till to Tisha B'Av. Then we say, kumi reina balayla. It's kumi. Is you're supposed to get up early. That means that kumi means to get up b'ashmeres habayker. You're supposed to get up early. Mishnah Berurah is mashma like that in Siman Aleph. There's a person that can't get up early by Shmaris because he's going to sleep during the day, so in a Chanami he should sleep as much as he has to sleep and at least get up a half an hour to an hour before davening. But he doesn't have to get up early to learn if it's going to ruin his day. And Kimdumani, that's how in the past Duris, that's how I won't say everybody, but very many people were naig. They went to sleep early and they woke up early. So the Shevet Alevi was pointed out to me, so a few people brought it down. Chelik Vav Siman Aleph, he says to be mechanech bachur min yeshiva, the best way is not to have a late night seder, but to have an early first seder before shacharis. That's the best hachana for. That's the way to be mechanech lamaisa. Says even though the arugas abaisim is not the way, he's melamed chos. Lamaisa, that should be the way lechatchila.
Even if it's after
nitz
already, still
yetzir shalaylo. Even though it's after nitz, no, lechur not. After nitz, you're not yetzir shalaylo. You would have to be early now. Things changed in the past 100 years with the advent of electricity. In the olden days, they didn't really have electricity. So it wasn't, didn't become the norm to stay up late. So if you're staying up, so you stayed up and you had your candles and you lit them either at night or you lit them in the morning. So why light them at night, light them in the morning? But here, where the whole system works out, that everything, the day doesn't end when it gets dark. Day then, at 5 o'clock, it's going to be dark and they're still connecting seconds later. Baruch Hashem. Till you get home, it's already 8 o'clock. It's already 3 hours after it's dark. It's in the middle of the day. Everything changed. Memela, so did people's schedules change. And not only that, it's if they go to sleep early, then lav dafka, will they wake up early? The Gemara in Yuma says, in Dafkav Beis, Rashi's Masber, it says that it's shani migno mimekum. It's different going to sleep then waking up. Rashi says, Noyach leila adam lenadit shina me'enov milelech lishan at sefer leila lis emin mimitasoi bashkama. That it's easier to stay up all night than to go to sleep and wake up early. That people have it difficult to wake up early. Memela, it's better if you're not. If the question is, should you learn night seder or not learn at all? pasha that you should learn night seder, and that's the. Now, even if you go to sleep and you tackle learn in the morning, the like the Mishnah Berurah says, there's still an inyan to learn. There's still you should learn something before you go to sleep. Now, the like the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Nun Hey, it's brought down. The Biur Halacha says in Siman Kuf Nun Hey, he actually quotes our Gemara that we just quoted. The best thing to do is to be kaveya between mincha and mariv. The Indian limud ben mincha and mariv mashmah gam begemara brachas daf dalid adam ba min asada be'erev ha'ilchem beis ha'knes as midei likreis kariyah lishnei shein ha'kir kishrum esfal ayin shem. Mamela, there's another reason to have a hefsik between mincha and mariv for at least 10 minutes is to be kaveya tefillah, besides the fact that it's not pashut at all to daven mincha and mariv back to back, though after shkiyah is maybe better, like we'll see, be'ezer Hashem, but still, if you could wait 10 minutes, you have Kviyas Itim Latero, and by the time you're going to get to Shema, it'll be already 13 minutes, 13 and a half minutes. That would be the best. So if you can become a Rav Be'ez Hashem, and you have a Shul, that's what you should be Misakin. 10 minutes. I'm telling you, nobody's going to go home. You got them there for 10 minutes. That's how I grew up. But they're in the Shul, they're not leaving for the 10 minutes. If you make it 20 minutes, I don't know. But 10 minutes, Lomaisa, until you say, and you say Kaddish afterwards, you already have Baruch Hu, you already hit Shema by 13 and a half minutes, and you helped the Eilim tremendously, side with Kriya Sitim and side with Shema Bizmane. Tif Beis. This is an interesting halacha. Im yesh loy choyk kavua lilmoid kach vekach layayim vayetor v'yayim layishlim v'yishlimen balaylo. Miyad. The halacha is that if a person has a choyk kavua to learn, as Reb Chaim calls it, his choyveis, if a person has his chayva to learn every day, he's mekabel on himself, then he should, and he wasn't able to be maspik it during the day, he has to do it at night, miyad. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, what does it mean, miyad? Miyad doesn't mean the first thing at night. Some people ask, the first thing in the night is to say Shema. Miyad means don't push it off to the next day. Now why can't you push it off to the next day? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll tell you why. Because tomorrow is a nochiv. So you can't do today's chiv tomorrow. And I don't understand, what does that mean? I learned a daf a day. So today I didn't do it, so tomorrow I'll learn two daf. What's the problem? I learn an hour a day. Today I didn't do it, so tomorrow I'll do two. So you could say that that's in Echonami, that's fine. What he meant to say was don't push off today's daf till tomorrow, and tomorrow's daf till the next day, because then in Echonami, every day has its own chayv. But kimdumani, that's not pshat. Pshat is that here you're makabel on yourself, like it's mavur, you should say bli nether, it has a gether of a nether. Memela, a person has a gether of a nether, that means he has a nether to learn every day. So it doesn't help you to push it off till tomorrow, because you have a nether else today to learn. Your chiv is to learn today, else your nether to learn today. Memela, the best thing to do, what? So why is the night the next day, not the next day? Says Rabbeinu Yoinel, and Avav Bedaf Erif. The Le'ini Lima Datero, we say that the Laila is Herlech Achar Yoim. So it's not really a Tashlumin, it's really Yosef. What's the reason why, says the Kaf HaChaim here on the Unzer Simen? He says the reason is because Tera is mechaper le carbonis. In the same way that carbonis, halay lahoy lechachar yoyim, kachim, halay lahoy lechachar yoyim, so to when you get a Tera, halay lahoy lechachar yoyim. Mamela, you're allowed to do it, bimashlam, at night. The best thing is to say, bli nether. That way, bli nether, by the way, just agav. Bli nether doesn't mean you don't have to do it. Bli nether means that you have to do it, but if you did it, you weren't over on a nether. Now the question is, how does this apply? Does this apply, daf yoyimi lechor yesh lahim? Daf Yomi is considered, a person's makam himself to learn Daf Yomi and Chanami. The Chari can't push off the next day. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman said a chiddush that, and somebody told me this, I think it was last year on the Daf Yomi, Meir Hayro told me this. He says, with the case of Daf Yomi, Zichr, you could be Samech on the Meisr Meidah that you say on Erev Rosh Hashanah after Hataras Nadarim. Or any Meisr Meidah that anytime you're going to do it three times, something that's Befrat. That the Mifrat with regard to Daf Yomi, that many people don't make it through. Many people make it through Brachas, some even through Shabbos. But I would say about 50% at least by Erevin, by the end of Erevin, are out. So it's already tonight, Kerin Lamaisa, that a person knows when he's starting. Vifum Mekan, if I could, I could. If I can't, I can't. But they're not Be'etzmi Makamlet as a Nether, and Mamela, Zichr, at least Klape Daf Yomi, something like that, you could be saying Mechon. The Meister Meidah. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying it even when he got to a Kabbalah of learning something three times b'linether, any time. But I would say b'frat with regard to daf yomi, ukedema, amud yomi for mishabura, these type of things that a person would like to do it, but he knows mitchila b'vam again. We'll try. We'll see how far we can get. But he never really meant to do it b'mokim. He did it three times, so Mamela becomes like a Nidri Mitzvah. On that, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, he could be Samech on the Meister Meidah from beforehand. Now, what does a Yid do who spends the whole morning in the consulate, or he's by a bris, or he's by who knows 15 other things that he was doing, he had to do during First Seder? And he missed First Seder? So that's it. So you could done. What is First Seder? It's First Seder from 9 o'clock to 1:15. Maybe each person has their own First Seder. Officially, that's when it is. 4 hours and 15 minutes. The guy comes at 9. After night Seder, he comes home at 10:45. 4 hours and 15 minutes. It's not a chance. What's he supposed to do? So he does a little bit for the next three nights. What's he going to do? How is he supposed to be mashlim? Does he have to be mashlim? So if you look in Simin Kuf Nun Hey, actually Mishabur is mitzayin this. I should be mitzayin it also, because even though Mishabur is mitzayin it, if it's not in the Marma Kremis, Lav Dafka does it get looked at. Mishabur says as follows. What is Kviyat Kuf Nun Hey of Katan Dalit? A person is chayav to be kavei itim latar. That's one of the questions that they ask a person when he gets up to Shemaim. Kavasi itim latar. What is Kviyat itim latar? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Hakavana of Kviyat itim is Hakavana be Kviyat itim latar. Hu shetzarach adam liyachad es kavua bechol yom shlo yavirenu bishum pam. A person is kavei a certain amount during the day, is an amount of kamus, of time, or of learning. He's never going to give it up. Some people say, I think they say that he was also a businessman. But when he learned, I mean, Gerin Erlam, and one of the biggest poskim in the past generations, in the past few hundred years. And he told his family, when he's learning, he says, for all intents and purposes, I'm Kilu dead. I'm not here. It's not like maybe if it's very important you could get a dead person can. He says, that's what Chazal meant in the term of Scamel of Misha Mimis Atzmai Olel. You make a Kilu as if you're dead. There's nothing to talk about. Lo Yavi Renu Bishum Pam. Vozul Mentin of Zahot Ayinis. What do you do? Vimir Lo Ayinis Shalai Hoya Yochal Ahashlam HaKviya Shalai B'yayim. Yeh Alav Kumei Choyv Yash Nimena Balaylo Kedar Minen Erevin Revacha Bar Yaakov Yozab Yimamo Par Balaylo. If a person wasn't able to be Mashlam B'yayim, so then he should finish it at night. That's what we're talking about, l'chora, b'negeya to being mashlim at night. Whatever the person's choy kavua is, that has to be mashlim. That means he was makabel himself, kviyat itim. Very often with regard to kodesh yugalite, it's not together that they're makabel on themselves every day to learn 4 hours and 15 minutes. That wasn't their kviyat itim. It happens to be that there are those that are ma'orer that yugalite don't have the Indian of kviyat itim because they're learning the whole day and there's nothing that they're mamish kriveya, that's what they're mamish lo yavirenu b'shum pam, which is maybe a milo. The person's also in kaveh itim. I'm not gonna go a day without learning for half an hour. So after he finishes the half an hour, that's it. You know, slack off a little bit. I did my time. So a yungalite are learning as much as they could. They're learning the whole day. So if any time that they have to take off, they have to be mashlim. When are they gonna be mashlim? They're learning as much as they can learn. So there is no other time. It's like agav. It's also a limud zchus. I once heard this from somebody and. If you were working, would you take off for a bris? Would you take off to go here if you were working? Shkoyach. Because if you're working, so then you work from 9 to 5. And then after 5, you're off. Or before 9, you're off. For some, you have other time. You have a coffee break. But someone that's learning the whole day, so he doesn't have any time that he's off. So he's not going to take off at any time. So he's never going to have any time off. It's a fakir. We're always learning. You have to be matar to yourself. But you're going to let always learning. Mamayla, this is mechur, not the chiyuv of being mashlim balayla. Is not going to get to something which is not kriveil, which is not his kviyas itim latir. Now, maybe a person should be kvei itim. He should be kvei a certain amount. That's yharig val yavar kilo. Meimis atzmo yalel. Then each person has to. It's one of the shalas that they ask. So you don't want to get out on the first few shalas. The Mishnah, what's the story with learning Mikra Balaylo? The Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Perhetev says, Ein Likra Mikra Balaylo. Brings it down from the Arizal. And Chassidim are very makbid, we're going to get to that. Ein Likra Mikra Balaylo. Lemaisa, the Prima Gadim sounds not that way. Prima Gadim says, Balaylo also, you're supposed to be Mishalish your Limud. Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Gemara. Bemela, it's Mavura that you could learn Mikra Balaylo. And that's how the Sharatian says. So, Mela, if you want to know, should you be Maver Sedra on the bus on the way home from Second Seder? If you could be Maver Sedra during first on the bus on the way home from First Seder, then you should be Kerveyala. That should be your Seder. Certainly, Lechatchila, you should learn Mikra Beyoin in Mishnah Balailo. And at night, you learn the Mishnayis to be Mashlim. Thank you, Bisrael Stillman. To be Mashlim. Those that have the kviyas to learn Mishnayis. However, in a Hanami, if your choice is, am I going to learn Shnai Mikvech HaTargum, or I'm not going to look out the window, I'm going to be Mevatel, then certainly learn Shnai Mikvech HaTargum. Those that say you shouldn't say Targum at night, get with Pesukim. Lamaisa, Shnai Mikvech HaTargum Lechatchila, Friday night, or those that even bring down, it's the Sherish Robert, Roy that brings down, even Thursday night, there's an Indian Sredi, Kvarn, it's the Nitzus of Shabbos. Those that are naik, even the Fida Machmirim, when it comes to Friday night, certainly to be Mekel. Thursday night, also there are those that are Mekel. Some people say not, only be Mashmiris of Thursday morning after Nates. Friday morning after Nates. But that's all if you're working that there's Be'etzim and Isser. According to Mishnah Berurah, there's not Be'etzim and Isser, Be'mela. If your question is learn Mikra or not learn at all, certainly you should learn Mikra. According to the Mishnah Berurah. With regard to Tehillim, there are those that the Bechacher says there's no problem to say Tehillim at night. Some people say Dafka after Chatzos, but for the most part, at least the Litvisha, they when they're davening for somebody, very often they'll say Tehillim at night after Marv. When it's said Begeder Tfila and Tachnunim, and not Begeder Mikra, then Lachur it's not a problem, and many hold, and that's the minig for many people. Certainly for some, it's Zechayla, Ukedeme. The minig of the Olim is to be makel to say Tehillim at night. Not a problem. I saw something interesting. B'shem Reb Chaim, there's an Indian to learn dafka in the house. Kol v'yashin zivir ter nishmon v'alaylo. Chas v'chalila, what can happen? And what happens if a guy learns night seder out of the house? He has to come home and he also has to learn in the house. Chaim says, yigviyetu kriyashma shalamito. That means even though kriyashma be'etzem is a tvila, here he's going to be yigviyetu his Torah. I Torah, you're not supposed to say Torah at night. Maybe it's a little bit different because it's also Tefillah, it's also Kriyashma. The last thing when you get to Reish Lamed Ches is how long should you sleep? So, 8 hours, 4 hours. Is it 8 hours and 24 hours? Or is it 8 hours and 48 hours? That's different Ramazim that they have. The Stipler said 7 hours. Seems that the minig, the mimutza of most of the Erlem during these years is between six and 7 hours, I would say. It's probably the mimutza, let's say 6 and 8 hours, just to save myself. But Be'etzem, I think most people sleep 6 to 7 hours. But there's no shakas, really. Every person has to dan what is negiah for him, like we saw in the Taz. And that's been negiah to everything. I'd like to say that, I'll just give a mashal ba'almo, because I think it brings home the point. I've said it in the past, and even though it's getting late, but I think it's worth it. I'm just seeing. Ma'isa Shoya, somebody came to Rabbi Yashiv. In Tiferes Bachurim, he was giving his shir. Right before the shir, somebody came, I think it was in Chulim Kimdumani, and somebody came over to him and he said, I want the Rav to know that the shir that the Rav is giving tonight in Chulim is the same daf as Daf Yomi. So he says, yeah. So he says, yeah. He says, okay, go up to the Bima, give a clap, and tell the Erlam, this is not a shir Daf Yomi. Rabbi Yashiv held that. And so brought down somewhere else that he held that a lot of people don't have hana in their learning because they have to learn a certain amount every day. So Mamela, they never could really appreciate the learning because they can't spend the time that they want to spend on it. So he didn't hold by learning a kavua amount every day. Mitzad Sheni, his Edim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, probably didn't go a day in his life without learning a certain kavua amount. 7.5 lot of this, 2.5 lot of this. So what's a person supposed to do? So Vesachnit, Rabbi Yashiv says, do like this. Reb Chaim says like this, I don't know what to do, so I won't do anything. What's the answer? What should you do? The answer is, it depends who you are. If you're like a mensch like Reb Yashiv, then do like Reb Yashiv. If you're a mensch like Reb Chaim, do like Reb Chaim. Don't worry about what Reb Yashiv did and Reb Chaim did in a Hanami. There are many people that don't have a no because they have to learn a certain amount and they can't do that. Daf Yomi, and if they're finishing, they fall behind. And there are many people that if they don't learn Daf Yomi, they're not going to learn a blasted thing. So every person has to know themselves, and they have to know themselves when they get to this, when they get to this. And you have to sleep 9 hours, so sleep 9 hours. You can sleep 5 hours, then don't get away just because your neighbor is sleeping for 9 hours. Every person's got to sleep what's good for them. A person should know how much that he has to sleep and sleep accordingly. I saw B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv that he said, he never skipped a meal, and he never had skipped a night without sleeping. He never went a night without sleeping. He got only slept 3 hours a night, but it's not the nekuda. A person knows how much he has to sleep and work accordingly. The agav, I heard once from Rabbi Yonis and Eber Shlita, that he said that there's 6 basic reasons why people don't have a knot in their learning. Why don't people have a gishmak in their learning? The number one reason is, and I agree wholeheartedly, and I think that probably everybody could agree to this, is pashut because they're too tired to understand what they're saying. How are you supposed to understand what Taisa says when a person is dozing off in the middle of Taisa 3 times, he has to pick up his head in the middle of Taisa to figure out what it is? I can't understand what Taisa is saying. No way. Every time you doze off, it's a davar pashut on ma'id. Mamela, that's exactly what the Taisa is saying. Sleep the extra half an hour and you'll be up during first Seder, you'll be up during second Seder. You'll enjoy learning, you'll want to learn. The more you enjoy, like the Ruch Chaim says, Nefesh Chaim says, that the more a person enjoys, then he's not going to want to sleep afterwards. Seder. First enjoy it, and then we'll get to the next thing. Reish Lamatet. Kuri al mitase pash vishinu shal shma. Mavarach hamapul chevle shen al einai. Now, the halacha is, like the Ramah says, after you say shma, kriya shma shal mitase, yishon miyad, shenemri muvav chameshkam chamdei muselo. This is mashma, even after shma, not after hamapul, not after hamapul. Imru muvav chem, ameshkam chem, vadei muselo. Says the Mishnah Berurah. However, if a person is toiv, lishtoy seledaber, lishtoy seledaber, lechel also, lishtoy seledaber, shumdaber, then he's allowed to. It's not a hefsik. However, after hamapul, yesh lizar, you shouldn't be mafsik. Lechor, that's the Mishnah Berurah, Shitos in the Ber Halacha that says that you should not be mafsik. You choshed that maybe it's considered a bracha levatola if a person doesn't fall asleep after hamapul. Because you say, chevle shinel einai. You're not referring to shino ba'olam bichlalusa, rather your own specific shino. Memela, he's chayshed at the bracha levatala. The kimdumani, as I heard, that there's svardim that taka, they never make a bracha. Some don't only say hamapa with a shem Hashem before chatzais, as opposed to after chatzais. It's already brought down the shari tshuva over here, but again from the chida. There's some people that are machalic like that. However, there's some that never make a bracha, and b'pashas that's the reason why. Because they're choshed that maybe it's a bracha levatala if you don't fall asleep. It's going to happen to be a pella. If your taka is a bracha on your own shina, how would Chazal be misaking something that is not in your hand to do? How would they be misaking a bracha? They don't. Maybe in a chanam. Chazal only meant when you're dead tired, then you should say it. There are certain rishonim that ask, almost all rishonim ask, why you don't make a bracha on the shina in a sukkah? The Rosh in sukkah says that the reason why is because you might not fall asleep. So you might not fall asleep, so why do you make a bracha of hamapil? You might not fall asleep. Anything which is not telling you don't make a bracha on tzedakah because maybe it's totally without secher, maybe he's not going to want to take the money. So, what's the pshat over here that they made such a bracha? And b'chla, what type of bracha is it? What is this bracha? Is this bracha a birchas hashvach? It's a birchas hanenin? If it's a birchas hashvach, all birchas hashvach that we know is after you see the Yama Gadol, then you say Shosas Yama Gadol. After you hear the thunder, then you say. After you... All the birchas hashvach are after it already happened. After nasan sef vivin alavchin pekeach even. All such brachas. This is a bracha which is beforehand. In a chrami, you can only make it beforehand. If you fall asleep, you can't make it. So maybe that's the birchas hashvach. Or maybe the shvach is on the. If you understand that it's on the shina ba'olam, so it's everybody else is asleep. Somebody's sleeping by now probably. But maybe you can make a bracha from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mashmoi says that it's not a birchas hashvach. It's a birchas. It sounds like it's a birchas anenin. You're not allowed to be mafsik between it. What are the other choices? Birchas mitzvahs, it's not. Even though if you're doing it for avodas Hashem, birchas mitzvahs, it's not. L'chor. Birchas shvach, l'chor birchas shvach. You wouldn't have the birchas shvach would mean that it's going on the, like the Eli Rabbah says, the Chayy Adam says that it's on minhag shel olam. From the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma. You're not being mafsik. It's mashma. It's a birchas anenin. Now, if it's a birchas anenin, first of all, why do you make the bracha during the day? They were only misakin also lanes from the Zebulay bracha. They were only misakin a mafel at night, not during the day. Why? Chori also to be nenu with. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the rishonim speak out. Why don't you make a bracha on a gishmak shower, on the sun that you enjoy? Say the rishonim. The reason is because they were only misakin a bracha birchas anenim of a hanichnas aseich haguf. Mela, Oichel, or Reach, which both are Nechnas and Zechel Guf, you make a bracha on. Anything else, you don't make a bracha on. Shino, some people really mamish, sleep well. But Lachur is not Nechnas and Zechel Guf. And Mela, it's very hard to say that this is considered Birchazanin. Lamaita lechatchila, lhalach lamaita. We paskin, we're choishish for the Mishnah Berurah. That means you shouldn't be mafsik afterwards. However, if a person has to be mafsik, he didn't. He got into bed, he said a mafel, and he realized he didn't daven marav. Or he needs to say Asher Yatzar. The Chazanish got out, Reb Chaim brings from Chazanish that you shouldn't say Asher Yatzar. Those of the Bechlal say in the middle of the night, you don't say Asher Yatzar, they need to be saying Bechlal in the morning. But Kinir the Chazanish went like the Mishnah Berurah like that. Lamaisa, it seems that most Paiskim are saying Bechlal in El Yerabo, and the Chayo Adam, the Shir Knesset Gedorilo, the many, many Achronim that understand that it's Al Minhavish El Oilam, the Chatzchila, where Chosh is not to be Mastik, if you have to be Mastik, thunder and lightning also. And similarly, if you have to get up and take care of the kids, you could be says Rosh Hashanah Zalman and Lichas Shleimo. If you need to, then you could. Now, does that mean lechatchila you should make the bracha if you know you're going to have to be mafsik? Not only that, there are those that if a person's very hungry or he needs to take a drink off, they're mekel. Now, don't get into bed if you realize that. Usually, it doesn't happen that maybe to drink. Person gets in the bed and says, "I'm mafel. Ooh, I didn't eat lunch or supper." It's not that common. But sometimes it does happen. I didn't daven marav. I didn't say Asher Yatzar. I didn't count Sviro. V'chulu. All those you could be samech on the shitas that say that it's not a birchas anenin, and you're allowed to be masik. I heard from a Berkowitz that he said something. He said a younger man is going to sleep, and he's not sure whether or not he's going to have to stop. He says if it's yoytzer neiteh that you're not going to have to be masik, your wife is not going to want to shmuz with you. You're not going to have to get up. Everybody's sleeping soundly. Say it with the bracha. Stop afterwards, the Seder will be saying another Jesus. However, if it's Yosir Neite that you're going to have to stop, your wife is going to want to smooth with you. For many people, that's a given. 12 o'clock, I just wanted to tell you that it's, for some reason that's the time to smooth. Then in a Hanami, a person should say Hamapil without Shemu Malchus. At least you have the Tefillah, just say it without Shemu Malchus in such a case. Do you say all three parashiyos? Benegeah to Kriyishma, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah brings down Magen Avraham that there is an in Toiv Lamer Talmud called Kriyishma Shiramach Tevois. You should say all 248 words together with Kiyam Alach Nevon Kneged as a Shmira. Some Siddurim have it, some Siddurim don't have it. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Maisa, it's Mavur in the Gemara, you don't have to say it, only Parsha Rishena. And he says Vechein HaMinik Poshut, that only to say the first Parsha. However, if you have to be Mashlim because you didn't say Kriyishma Bizmanai, then in a time you say all three parashas, like the Sharatian says here, and have in mind that you're being geitze, you're chiyuv. If you go to sleep during the day, do you have to say Shema? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't say Hamapil, but Toiv Shiemer V'Yinoyim and Yeshev B'Seiser. Now in Reish Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ramah says that Yeshev M'Shikar Kredim Shishin V'Yinoyim. If you're sleeping during the day, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Levush She'ain Anoyin King. That's not the minig. The mice, that's not the minig. So, somebody told me that he wrote to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he showed me actually. Thank you, Rabbi Deitch. He wrote to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Lechart Astira. So, Kim Dumani, that Rav Chaim himself is married, this in one of his farim, that it's Astira, that over here it says Ein Reigen, here it says that it's Toiv Leimer. But that's what he answered. He answered Toiv Leimer. Tavar Le Brocho, in a Chanami, you know, the mice, the minig is not that way. Tavar Le Brocho, Kim Dumani, the mice, that is not the minig. Minig with Moser Eilam is not the same Yinayim. Tavar LaBracha if you do. One last thing over here, and that is this Indian of no Shaykhis, but Benegeah to just wondering when I have a seminary girl at my house and my wife is out, can I lock myself into my room? Very much Shaykhis, that's the Sharatzin over here. The Sharatzin is Mechadish. He says that the Minig of the Eilam is, first of all, to be make a person not supposed to sleep in a house by himself, and a house, he says the Maril is a Cheder. However, he says the minhag is to be mekel. You don't have to leave if you're sleeping by Yisrael's house. You don't have to leave open the door. Some people say the Bachasher says if there's any light coming in from outside, it's not a problem. That's why some people leave on a nightlight or something. Or if there's light even coming in from outside, which generally there's something coming through the shades from outside, you're okay. Even if you want to be machmer, I'm going to get to that. However, the Mishnah Berurah says even if the machmirim that leave the door open. However, if it's going to be a problem of yichud, if there's a woman in the house, then don't leave the door open. V'shemir mitzvah yoyed davaro. You should be matzlim yourself. Shemir mitzvah of not being yoyver on yichud. Lo yoyed davaro. The shayla is, how is a person matzlim himself from yichud by locking himself into the room? Open the door. and you'll be, and there'll be no yichud, and that's it. You're once again yichud. How is that a shmir? There's no yichud, b'chla. Befrat, if the only way to get out, especially to the bathroom or out the front door, is by opening up your door and going out. So the truth is, it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, who's locking the door. Some of the times it's in the Mishnah Berurah talking about the lady's locking the door. Don't tell the lady to open the door from the other side, so you shouldn't have a problem of mazikin. Shem mitzvah yedavar rosh, she can lock you in, and we're not choishish that the woman is going to open the door. We're only choishish that the man is going to open, not the woman. So those that say that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, Kama Kapeskim say that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where they, each person has their own entrance to outside. They could open, connect to the out, to the door, to one house, but they each have their own room. And they have an entrance to the outside, and you don't have to go inside for the bathroom or anything else. There, if you leave the door open, then it might be a problem of yichud. But if you close the door and your entrance is to the outside, then in a chanami, each person is not considered a shayla of yichud. But for the most part, most poskim do not go that you could just lock yourself into your room to save yourself from yichud.